Roman 7, Preface. The critical theory of the Frankfurt School is no longer a stranger to an English-speaking audience. Several volumes of Adorno, Horkheimer, and Benjamin have recently been published, not to speak of the already available works of Marcuse, Neumann, Kirchheimer, Lowenthal, and Fromm. There is a significant semi-official biography of the school by Martin Jay, as well as a whole range of treatments, both sympathetic and hostile, in the recent books of Russell Jacoby, William Leis, Trent Schreuer, Susan Buck Morse, Georg Lichtheim, Soldan Tarr, Perry Anderson, Philip Slater, and Alasdair MacIntyre, and in the journals Telos, New German Critique, and Social Research. In this context, the purpose of our anthology is threefold. One, we want to concentrate on the social theories of the school, usually interpreted from the point of view of the somewhat later socio-philosophical synthesis, impressive but far less flexible, that correctly goes under the name of critique of domination and critique of instrumental reason. Two, we want to correct some widespread misconceptions about the political and intellectual purpose of the school, as well as refute the myth of a single unified critical theory of society. At least eight authors are, therefore, represented in the volume. Three, we want both to introduce undergraduate students of sociology, political science, philosophy, and intellectual history to critical theory and to provide advanced students as well as working scholars with a number of hitherto untranslated or inaccessible texts. Almost no selection from an easily available source is therefore reproduced. These three criteria have served as our guiding principles of selection. Page Roman 8. For reasons of space, we have to restrict ourselves to the works of the first generation of critical theorists. In any volume subsequent to this reader, the figure of Habermas would inevitably play a major role. In light of the essay character of all our selections, we thought to provide the reader with a range of introductory and explanatory materials. 1. A general introduction by Paul Piccone. 2. Extensive introductions to each of the three parts of anthology, political sociology and critiques of politics by Andrew Arado, aesthetic theory and cultural criticism, first four sections by Arado, last section by Gebhardt, a critique of methodology by Eike Gebhardt, 3. Biographical notes, 4. A bibliography of works of the authors in English by Matthew Smosna, 5. Prefatory notes to each selection by Gebhardt and Arado. It was our primary intention to locate our authors and their works intellectually and politically and to supply as many of the missing links in their argumentation as possible. That is, we sought to reconstruct imminently three major dimensions of the Frankfurt School's theoretical spectrum: political sociology, cultural theory, and critical methodology. Above all, we wanted to avoid judging them from a transcendent vantage point. Our conception of immanent critique derives from Adorno. Our interests lie in those internal tensions, differences, oppositions, problems, and debates. In a word, in those antinomies which drive the self-critique of critical theory forward as a forceful witness to the hope that theory is still capable of addressing itself to radical and liberating needs. Signed, Andrew Arado, Eike Gebhardt.